This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Yesterday, I had this chus to be in Chicago, but I didn't want to miss our Monday share, so we're making Monday on Tuesday. We're taking Monday and we're putting it on Tuesday. That's the first thing. This week's Wednesday night share is going to be Tuesday night. So basically, we're taking Monday and Wednesday and we're making it Tuesday. Pamayim ki toiv. Okay, so the Monday share is going to be Tuesday and the Wednesday share is going to be Tuesday. I have good news for everyone. This Sefer, Birchas HaTzadik, is on the way to the United States of America. It is now available. You could order it with free shipping. You could go to our site, rabbidg.com. You could get the Sefer. Somebody told me they're afraid to open up the Sefer. They're already a Zeda or an Elta Zeda. They're afraid if they learn the Sefer, who knows what's going to happen. They're going to start. I said, it's already too late. Once you looked at the Sefer already, it's already, you know. Okay, I want to share with you a very interesting question. If you noticed, Rashi in the beginning of the parasha keeps on saying the following principle. The pasuk says there's going to be arbe veloy yuchal liroy ses haaretz, and you will not be able to see the land. So Rashi's bothered, who won't be able to see the land? Says Rashi, lo yuchal haroya liroy ses haaretz. The looker won't be able to see. The lashon kitzra diber. The Torah is speaking in short. Because technically, according to grammar, you can't say, and it won't be able to see. Who won't be able to see? It should really say, v'lo yuchal haroya lerois. Rashi says, v'lo shoin kitzra diber. Then a little later on, it says, v'yagara shoisam. He chased them away. Who chased them away? Says Rashi, paroi. Hareza loshin kotzer, v'lo piresh miha magaresh. Why does the Torah keep on writing Lashon Kotzer in the beginning of this week's parasha? You think it's a coincidence? Rashi keeps on saying Lashon Kitzer Diber HaKosev. Now, if it would just be once, we would just glance over it. And I'll tell you the truth, even though it says it twice, I've glanced over it so many times. But Rashi keeps on saying it. By no other makkah does it Lashon Kitzra Diber HaKosev. Why? What is this inyan that the Torah speaks Bekitzer in Lashon Arba? So, I want to share with you an amazing approach based on Reb Simcha Bunama Parshischa. Let's see if we could get this up. Because there's a very important diuk by Arba. You know, did you realize the pasuk says, Vayimra Hashem El Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Boyel Paroi, come to Paroi. The only thing is, Hashem never told Moshe what to say to Paroi. You know about this? This is the biggest diuk in the whole parsha. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, boy, El Paroi, come to Paroi. Yeah, now what? Moshe's coming to Paroi. He's twiddling his thumbs. He doesn't know what to do. Hashem never told him what to say. Hashem said, come to Paroi, because I hardened his heart. Olamahan tisaper be'oznei vincha uven vincha. Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu what to say to Paroi. Now the Ramban is medayek that by makas barad, Hashem told Moshe the makah, but it doesn't say that Moshe ever told Paroi. So Ramban points out, you know, every makkah had two parts. Hashem communicates to Moshe, Moshe communicates to Paroi. Usually we're given both. Hashem tells Moshe, Moshe tells Paroi. By makkah's barad, it says that Hashem told Moshe and never said Moshe told Paroi. By makkah's arba, it said that Moshe told Paroi, but it never said that Hashem told Moshe. So the Ramban says, you know, the Torah doesn't have to spell out both parts of it. You could figure it out. By barad, you could figure out that if Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Paroi. And by Makas Arba, you could figure it out. If Moshe told Paroi, Hashem must have told Moshe. But still, it's a very important observation. Makas Arba is the only Makkah that the Torah does not record that Hashem told Moshe the Makkah. Then the Ramban brings down from the Medrash that Avada Hashem told Moshe the Makkah. And Moshe wrote it beremez. Why? He wrote, Ulemahan tisaper be'oznei vincha. It says tisaper. And it says by the Navi Yoel, Aleha levnechem saperu. It says Sipur by Arba in the beginning of Bai. It says Sipur by the locust by Yoel. So we make a Gzeir Shava. Saper, Saper. It says Sipur by the Arba by Yoel. It says Sipur here. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's way of writing Beremez that Hashem told him the Makkah. So again, the Ramban points out that it doesn't say explicitly that Hashem told Moshe which Makkah this will be. But then the Ramban brings, first the Ramban says, well, you could figure it out. If Moshe told Paroi, then Hashem must have told Moshe, and the Torah didn't write it out explicitly, or Moshe alluded to it with the word Sipur. But I want to share with you the amazing approach of Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshischa that will open up new worlds to you. Okay, and it goes like this. This is found in the Sefer Koil Simcha. But first, a few other diukim are in order. By Makas Arbe, it's the only Makkah. Vayimaher paroi lekroi l'mashal yaroin vayoyimer chata asi l'Hashem eloi keichem v'lachem. I sin not only against God, I sin against you. Against Moshe? How did Paro sin against Moshe? Moshe just works here. He's just the go-between. Paro never said before to Moshe, I've sinned against you. But he said, Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami harashoyim. He never told Moshe, I sinned against you, Moshe. And here by Makas Arber, for the first time, Hashem is Paro is telling Moshe, I sinned against you. Why? Why? How did Paro sin against Moshe? Another interesting nekuda is it's the only Makkah that Hashem tells Moshe, Eis asher hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. I made a mockery of the Mitzrayim. I made fun of them. I played with them. I toyed with them. Why is Hashem, in what way is Hashem toying with the Mitzrayim by Arba more than any other Makkah? I always think, you know, they have all these Haggadahs these days. So my favorite picture Haggadah, I think they have the Haggadah of Rabbi Baruch Chait. He has these pictures of Makas Arayv, where basically the octopus comes and he uses his suction cup out of his tentacles. He picks the lock of the Egyptian door, and then the polar bear come in, and like the Mefarshim say, every animal came with its natural habitat, so the polar bears come with, I used to think, by the way, that it was cold in Alaska. That's until yesterday when I went to Chicago. They don't even know what cold is in Alaska. I don't know, I'm telling you, in Chicago, it is so cold. It is so cold over there. It was mamish. I didn't know what Gehenim Shel Sheleg was until yesterday. I know the Shemi Shmuel writes about Gehenim Shel Sheleg, that if you don't serve Hashem with a fire, they'll put you in a Gehenim Shel Sheleg. I'm telling you, that's what they brought out yesterday, maybe in my honor. I was there one day. It was the coldest day of the year. It was freezing. Anyway, that's the Makkah of Arayv. The polar bear came with its natural habitat. Anyway, why is Makas Arba a bigger mockery of the Mitzrayim than any other Makkah? Says Reb Simcha Bunim of Parshischa, similar to the Ramban, but not exactly, that the Klal Yisrael might think that Hashem is bringing the Makkos just to punish the Mitzrayim, but it's not for our benefit. So Hashem wanted to show, no, it's L'toiv Aseinu. So Hashem tells Moshe, here Moshe, here's the deal. By this Makkah, you pick the Makkah. You create the Makkah. You're Mechadesh the Makkah. Moshe says, how? Hashem says, through the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. I'm telling you the words, Laman Tesaper. Now, you know what it says in Yoel, Aleha Levanecham Saperu. So as a Koyach, from the Koyach of the Chachmei Yisrael, you should be Mechadesh the Makkah. And because if you're Mechadesh the Makkah, then you see, I'm doing it for you. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it L'Klal Yisrael. I'm doing it L'Toivascha. So Moshe and his capacity of Rabbeinu, of the leading Chacham Mechachmei Yisrael, he's Mamtzi the Makkah. He's Mechadesh the Makkah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechadesh this Makkah. That's why it says, Eis asher hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. You see, if you could just pick whatever Makkah you want, then That shows that I'm toying with them. I'm letting you play with them. I'm letting you have fun with them. Paroi says, Chatasi Lashem Lekechem Belachem. This is not just God's Makkah. This is your Makkah. This is your Makkah in the capacity of Chacha Mechachme Yisrael. Now, says Rav Simcha Bunu Parshischa, why did Moshe pick Arba? Moshe picked Arba because Paroi said, Hava Nischak Meloi Pen Yirbe. Pen Yirbe. Now, what was Paroi afraid of? Hashem told Avram Avinu, Ki varech avarechecha veharba arbe ezarecha. Hashem promised Klal Yisrael that He's going to increase our children. He's going to increase our children. You know that it's a bracha to have. The greatest bracha for Klal Yisrael is to have big families, to have big homes, to have a lot of children. It's a great bracha. It's the greatest bracha. That's the bracha Hashem gave to Avram Avinu. And Paroi was coming to destroy that. Paroi said, Pen Yirbe. So Moshe says, you know what? I'm going to make a makkah to put Paroi in his place. He said, Pen Yirbe. Wow, watch this. Harbe, arbe. That was Moshe's. Now, Hashem sent me a chiddush this morning. Because the Levush says, why do we read the Parshiyos of Shoivivim during the weeks of Shoivivim? The Levush writes, the reason why these parshas are read during Shoivivim is because during this time of the year, Noshim, who are pregnant, could be susceptible to choili that could affect their children. So therefore, we read in the parshiyos of Shoivivim about the ribuy of Klal Yisrael to give a boost to Jewish families. The Levush says. The Levush says the inyan of Shoivivim is in order to protect Klal Yisrael from tachlue yeladim that were susceptible during this man. That's what the Levush says is the reason for the Shoivivim. We read the parshiyos of ribuy Yisrael. So I always thought, Shemois, because in Shemois, Uvnei Yisrael paru, vayishritzu, vayirbu, so it's appropriate for Shoivim. But according to Rav Simcha Bunu Parshischa, the whole Makas Arbe was to counteract Paroi, who said, Pen Yirbe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to bring to fruition the bracha given to Avram Avinu of Vaharba Arbe Zaracha. So what could be a more appropriate Parsha to read during Shoivim than the Makkah that Moshe Rabbeinu made in order to be mechazik the bracha given to Avram Avinu. Now, I'll tell you another chiddush. This chiddush, if I don't say it over B'Shem Amrai, then I'm afraid that somebody might tell their brother about this, but I can't get into details. But, you know, it says by the Arba, Vayonach b'chol gavul Mitzrayim. And the Baal HaTurim says, it says, Vayonach b'yom hashvi. So the Baal HaTurim says, the Arba rested on Shabbos. The Arba rested on Shabbos. It doesn't say the Tzfardea rested on Shabbos. It doesn't say the polar bears rested on Shabbos. The Arba rested on Shabbos. It says, Vayonach b'chol gavul Mitzrayim. It says, Vayonach b'yom hashvi. Why? So it says, in the Holy Sefer, Shvilei Pinchas, on this Nakuda, that since Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Shabbos, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Shabbos. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi, he says, Vayar b'sav loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take it, so he goes to Paroi, he says, you know, if you don't give your workers a day off, they're going to not be able to do any work, they're going to expire. So it's for your benefit, give them a day off. That's why we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkai. Moshe, you rejoice in your gift. You gave us the gift of Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Shabbos. So, to fuse these two, Chidushei Moshe Rabbeinu together, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Makas Arbe, so therefore the Arbe rested on Shabbos. Now, it's very interesting. Rabbi Gedalia Shor, and according to Rabbi Simcha Bunu Parshischa, this comes out really astoundingly beautiful. And we've spoken about this over the years many times. The 10 makos come to strengthen the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. But the way it works is backward. So, through Makas Bechayrois, Hashem strengthens Bereshis Bara Lekim. Through proving Hashem controls the firstborn, then that strengthens Bereshis Bara Lekim. And through Makas Choshech, it strengthens Vayomer Lekim Yehi Ar. By the way, I happen to think one of the best all-time shiurim was last year. It's called The Brightest Darkness. The Brightest Darkness. How Makas Choshech is Mechazek Vayomer Lekim Yehi Ar. But says Rav Gedal Yeshor, Makas Arbe is Mechazek Vayomer Lekim Yehi Rakia. Why? How is Arbe Mechazek Vayomer Lekim Yehi Rakia? Because the Rakia is Mavdil Bein Mayim Lamayim. What's Mayim? Ein Mayim Ela Torah. There's Torah Shebechsav B'Shamayim. There's Torah Shebal Peh Ba'aretz. The Havdalah makes it that Torah Shebal Peh has a distinct status from Torah Shebechsav. The Rakia, Vayomer Lekim Yehi Rakia, means the Chachmei Yisrael have their own shlita over the Torah. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia V'hi Mavdil Bein Mayim L'Mayim. It means that the Chachmei Yisrael have a koyach on Torah Shebal Peh that's independent in a sense. Obviously, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh is one Torah. But there's a certain status of Torah Shebal Peh that it's not Loi B'Shamayim here. It's Ba'aretz. It's Ba'aretz. So the Makov Arbe solidified Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. Because the Makov Arbe, Hashem says, Moshe, you take this one. This one's yours. This one's yours. I'm abdicating. I'm stepping back. I'm giving to you the decision to make this Makkah through your Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, the Makov Arbe solidifies Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. Okay? Ad kan, Reb Simcha Bunim of Parshischa. So let's kick in a little bit, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Maybe this is the reason why by Makas Arbe, Mikra Katsar Dibra HaKasav, all the Pesukim are shortened, they're abbreviated. It doesn't say what the Makkah is. It doesn't say who the Raya is. It doesn't say who the Megarish is. The Torah Shebechsav is B'Kitzer. Again and again and again, the Torah Shebechsav is B'Kitzer because it's a Makkah of Torah Shebal Peh. So to indicate it's a Makkah of Torah Shebal Peh, Rashi keeps on saying, Mikra Kosov Diber Ha, Mikra Kotzer Diber Ha Kosov. It's not a coincidence. It's not grammar. It's the essence of the Makkah. This is a Makkah of Torah Shebal Peh. Next. It's interesting. You ready for this? Reb Tzadok HaKohen asks, why do we split up the Makkah? It's 7 and 3. You have 7 in Va'era, 3 in Bay. Everybody knows, we said this last week. Va'era, Vav Aleph is 7. 7 Makkahs in Bay. It is 7 Makkahs in Va'era. Bez Aleph, 3. 3 Makkahs in Bay. Why divide it that way? Okay, one explanation is based on the Sphirois. You know, the top 3 Makkahs are connected to the highest 3 Sphirois, which are independent from the other 7. But interestingly, in the Sefer Chamra Tava, he brings that Makas Barad was on the 15th of Teves. Makas Arbe was then on the 15th of Shvat. So it's a nice time to start with Makas Arbe because this week is already preparing in Chodesh Shvat for Tu B'Shvat. Last week was still Chodesh Teves. So Alpi, the concept of Davar Yafa Be'itai, the breakdown of the Makos fits more into the Seder of the calendar. Okay, that's just Alpi Remez, okay? But I want to now focus on this revelation of Chamra Tava, that Makas Arbe was Tu B'Shvat. Again, his calculation is based on Kedusha Slevi that Barad was Tu Be, was Tesvav B'Teves, and Arbe was Tu B'Shvat, and then Choshech was Purim. Yeah? Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Haya Or B'Mosh V'Yisam Lai Hu D'Mosh Ayra. Okay? That's the Cheshbon of the Chamra Tava. Tu Bishvat was Makas Arba. So by the way, the Chamra Tava adds, I think, elsewhere, did you know that Arba is the only Makkah that affected the fruits? No other Makkah do we find anything about the eights. We don't find anything about the eights. It affected maybe the wheat, or affected the kusemes, or the chsoira, but not pri ha'eitz. That's Arba. Arba is the Makkah of Tu B'Shvat. Okay, that's one interesting nekuda. But another interesting nekuda is in Sefer HaMenhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna, he brings the minhag in Vermeiza was they didn't have yeshiva on Tu B'Shvat. They didn't go to the yeshiva. It was Yoma de Pagra. They were off. They were off. Okay, what did they have to do that was so important that they didn't go to yeshiva? Maybe I would say they had to go to the dentist because they were eating buxer and they bit into it and they didn't realize, you know, it's not really shayach, you can't eat it. So they went to... What were they doing on Tu B'Shvat all day? They didn't go to the yeshiva? I just got off the phone with Hagoyin Rav David Arye Mandelbaum, who put together Shaus Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi of the Kuzhik Lover. So I told him, I said, I have your sefer in front of me, and I want to tell you a chiddush. This, it comes from, in the back of Chelek Al-Beis, is the Jerushim of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kuzhik Lover. He brings the chiddush from the Eglei Tal. Says Eglei Tal, V'admar hagadol bal Eglei Tal, Zecher tzadik v'kadosh levracha l'chai ho'ilam ha'amar ki b'chol shana achar Tu B'Shvat margish shinui b'chidushei Torah shalai. Ikur Rosh Hashanah l'ilan koi al chidushei Torah. You know what I mean? Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos. It's Rosh Hashanah for chidushei Torah. So what happens on Tu B'Shvat? You see, we know there's an idea that man is compared to a tree. And on the 15th of Shvat, it's when the sap begins to rise in the tree to begin the process of producing fruits. Likewise in man, it's when the rayonos from the kloyos begin to rise up to the mayach that you could start having new chidushei Torah. So the Avnei Nezer would say that he would feel a new surge of chidushim beginning on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the new year for Chidushei Torah. By the way, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that's why they didn't go to yeshiva on Tu B'Shvat. You see, the rest of the year, you go to the yeshiva to learn from the Rebbe. You sit in front of the Rebbe, and you absorb what the Rebbe teaches you. One day, you'll be zoicha to have your own Chidushim. But when is that one day? When is the day that you'll be zoicha to have chidushim? That's why on Tu B'Shvat they didn't go to the yeshiva because it's Rosh Hashanah l'chidushei Torah. But anyway, what I want to point out is if on Tu B'Shvat it's the Rosh Hashanah for chidushei Torah, and Tu B'Shvat was the day of which Makkah? Makkas Arba. You think it's a coincidence that on Tu B'Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah of chidushei Torah, we have, where's the Makar in the Torah that Tu B'Shvat is the Yom Tov of Chidushei Torah? The answer is, what happened on Tu B'Shvat? The first recorded Tu B'Shvat. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh. Yeah, Arba Begvulacha. That was the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. When? On Tu B'Shvat. So, it was the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu was Ra'oi La'oisa Yoim. It was very worthy. It was very appropriate for that day. And since that was the first recorded event of Tu B'Shvat, in other words, somebody were to ask, what's the first recorded thing that happened on Tu B'Shvat? The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadesh Yiyah Arba B'chol Gvulacha, the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. So forever, Tu B'Shvat is a day of Chidushei Torah. Friends, that's what I got for you today. Okay, so I want to wish you all Abracha v'atzlacha. You could join us tonight at 8:30. We have an amazing shir. And hope that you could join us later, 8:30 tonight. Abracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, kol tov. Have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.